Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Mitch, how are you, buddy?
Sal, I have one last thing before you give your decision that to think about. I did make a phone call. BT, you know the GMM at the Hard Rock, right?
Oh, yeah. Christo, love him. Yes. Great, one of my favorites. Christo, great guy.
Christo said that the Knick game will be on in the Hard Rock. Sal, my seats are about not even less than a minute away from the section where I'm at to the Hard Rock. So you can come to the game, watch Soto for a little bit, then run and watch the Knick game for most of the time and come back just when Soto bats or whatever. And it's a win-win on both ends, Sal.
Look at him going the extra mile. I mean,
so
really,
I understand
really
you could come and go as you please with the Hard Rock. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can. Then afterwards, we're going to go to Candlelight. I've already called Candlelight. We don't have to wait for a table. We just tell them how many people are coming, and we go right to there. We get a table and have wings and have some beers or whatever, and then we go home. That's it. So
can you throw in cleaning my pool this weekend potentially?
No, so actually, just BT said he's going to come to your house and clean your pool.
Yeah,
so.
Do something
else.
BT,
so before.
Yeah. I bet you want to put a little mulch down for him there. A little mulch. You want a mulch?
And BT, here's one last part to it. Here's the part that I have to throw in there.
Marks.
If the Knicks win tomorrow and you didn't watch the game. Then they go to the next round. If they lose, you got game seven. And BT, Sal already said, we're all invited to his house Monday night.
God. Without further ado, I will reveal what I am going to do tomorrow night.
Yes.
I cannot let you down, my friend. I cannot let you down.
Woo, baby, Sal, I
love
it.
I made a commitment, and I will honor that commitment. How can I turn Mitch down?
All right.
There you have it. A little fun with Mitch in Fort Lee. I will be going to... Dude, it just sucks. Everybody's talking about it. Instead of being excited about it, we all got our heads down around here in the newsroom. It's like, we got two huge games. Nobody wants to miss either game or a second of each game. It'd be nice to have one tonight, one tomorrow, one Saturday. So it's exciting, but I will be going to the Met-Yankee game with Mitchell in Fort Lee because we committed to it way back in December and somehow figuring out a way to watch the Knicks game six as well.
And this is a call and a shout-out to all the great Yankee fans out there. Make sure my friend Sal feels very welcome tomorrow night in our home.
I'm trying to think now.
Make sure he feels good about himself.
I will not be wearing Mets gear. If anything, I'd probably wear Knicks gear.
There you go.
Blend in a little bit. Although I'm yelling, Judge, you stink! I wouldn't do that.
I think you should wear a Mets jersey. I'm very surprised that you're not. I mean, you're going.
Come
people
on,
know who you are.
I'm wearing a Mets jersey to Yankees.
I'm wearing a Mets jersey. He's got the backbone to do it.
Yeah. It's not the backbone. I just don't want... I want to have the respect enough to... I'm not looking to start any smoke. I want to just go and watch.
Have you ever worn a Mets jersey into Yankee Stadium before?
Plenty of times.
So what's the difference this time?
You know.
I don't know.
It is different. I do think being...
Why
a,
is it different?
Being on the radio, being somewhat of a minor public figure.
Okay, so I thought you meant... So you've never done it while you've been in the business?
You've been
in the business a long time. Going back... When did you start at SNY? What year?
2010. And I started here 2003.
Go back to 15 years. You've never been to Yankee Stadium with a Met jersey on in 15 years?
I do not believe
I've
worn Mets.
Well, then you're
going
to be consistent. Yeah. All right, gotcha. Yeah, all right.
I mean, and I've been there since for Subway Series. Whether it's a date, whether it's going with Francesa, I'm pretty sure it was... I did not wear the jersey. I wore the jerseys back in the day a lot.
I know you did, including a Celtic jersey.
World Series.
I, I don't know how you don't bust out a Soto jersey.
I mean, I don't have one.
Soto jersey. Yeah. I don't know how you don't have one.
Well, I don't have a I don't really buy current jerseys anymore.
But
they have
all the jerseys. Honestly, Cohen should have sent you one for the shenanigans and the charades that you were putting on air.
Yeah.
I got a quick question for you. I saw a quote here from Juan Soto. Quote, it's going to be, this plays in tomorrow, right? It's going to be 50,000 against one. Now, it's obviously not going to be 50,000 Yankee fans, but in your opinion, how many Met fans do you think go there?
Like, I think there's going to be a good portion.
10,000?
Well, let's say 70-30. I think it's going to be 30% Met fans there. Is that a fair
I think that's percentage? Pretty fair. I think that's it. So, let me see. If it's 10 out of 50,000, that's 20%. You're thinking probably a little more than 10,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's probably right.
I would think normal Met, if anything, maybe more Mets fans than usual for a Met-Yankee Subway Series at the Bronx, I would think.
Yes.
Mets fans feeling themselves a little bit, Soto, maybe Yankee fans don't want to hear that nonsense.
You're also probably in the most hostile part of the stadium.
But amongst it's not,
you're right near the bleacher creatures.
Yeah, I don't want, just want to sit in my seat and watch a ball game.
Like I said,
that's it.
Take care of my boy Sal. Maybe even get him a drink. Let him know how the Knicks are doing.
BT and Sal on the Fed. Jimmy's in Uncasville, Connecticut. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call.
You got
it, Jimmy.
I will
say that, man, I'll tell you, I appreciate both of you's fire, right? Because the Knicks, they got to play on fire tomorrow for sure. You know, and I agree with Sal 100%. I cannot stand Reggie Miller calling Knicks games. You know, to me, Reggie Miller calling a Knicks-Pacer game is kind of like Troy Aikman calling a Giants game. Hated that. Or, you know what I mean? It's like a Red Sox guy calling a Yankee game.
I think
can't
it's even
stand
worse.
It like when Pedro used to do it.
Thank you for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate you checking in. I want to get Sonny and Malvern in here as well. I think it's even worse in this regard because Reggie was known as such a villain from the Knicks fans.
It's more personal.
Than it is with Troy or the Giants. Sonny is in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sal, I appreciate you getting me in, buddy.
Yep, no problem. What's up, Sonny?
Listen, great weekend coming up. Reminds me of the old days. I'm 61 years old. You know, the big-time Knicks playoff game. You have the Yankees, Mets, Subway Series. You have the Preakness coming up. Guys, back in the day, I had a friend who actually went to Ranger play. The only thing we're missing is the Rangers this year. Went to a Ranger playoff game, Subway Series, and then the Belmont Stakes. Anyways, I'm 61. The 90s teams, guys, can never be replaced. When Riley was the coach, it was a can't-miss game, every game, not just the playoffs. He changed the Garden and the Knicks forever. Going to this year's team, guys like me don't love this team. They have more talent than those Knicks, but they're just too inconsistent. And listen, I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback here, but I had a bad feeling about last night's game, guys. Tatum, the Celtics were 10-2 without Tatum, 2-0 without Tatum in the playoffs. They have too many guys that can hit the three, and the Knicks are just too inconsistent. I had a really bad feeling, and unfortunately it came true. I think the series is anybody's series. I think the Knicks fans were a little overconfident with last night's game.
Yep.
And let's go Knicks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.